Electoral officials read out voter identity cards so observers for presidential candidates can check the names against the electoral roll at this polling station in the Tevrek Zeina neighborhood of the capital. Nine candidates are running to return Mauritania to constitutional rule after a coup 11 months ago toppled the nation's first freely elected leader. Yaqub Uld Abdullahi says he's voting to choose a president who represent a clear break with the period of coup d'etat. Opposition candidate Ahmed Uld Dada has run a campaign asking voters if they want to be finished with coup d'etat. The former central bank governor says Mauritanians can end the cycle of coups and transitional governments in favor of a real democracy where decisions are made by voters, not soldiers. General Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz led last August's coup and changed the constitution to allow military reservists to run for office before stepping down to join the reservists and run for president. Kumba Ba is supporting Aziz because she says he's making the changes that Mauritanians want. That's why she says this election is different from the others. Aziz has run a populist campaign as the so-called candidate of the poor, while promising to jail his political opponents because he says they're corrupt. If no one wins more than 50% of ballots, the top two vote-getters will face off in a second round August 1st. Dada and National Assembly President Massoud Oulbouher have both vowed publicly to support the other in a potential runoff against Aziz. Ballot counting begins immediately after polls close. Provisional results are expected Sunday. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Nouakchott.